Hello, hello. This is Wedge from Killerbox Communique, my ongoing exploration into internal communications and good intranet use and design. You can find me at killerbox.net and as well on Twitter, I'm Wedge. So I'm hosting a webinar soon. In a couple of weeks, my company has asked me to talk about introducing social collaboration tools onto or into the intranet. And I am very interested in this. And I do hope to do very well. Today, I just want to go over my own fears, mostly, I have to say. Obviously, I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a privilege to have an audience because my company, Interact Intranet, are promoting the webinar across the US and in the UK. So that's a privilege to know that there's an audience coming for that. So I am excited, but I am really nervous because of the webinar format. I haven't been to many webinars, however, the ones I have attended have been, how shall I put this, a little bit scripted, a little bit slow or process driven, a little bit staged. And that's necessary though, isn't it? You have to plan these events. You have to plan what you're going to say and what you're going to show to people. I guess I'm just nervous of creating, well, I'm just wondering, you know, why not just do a video? Talk about intranets and collaboration tools and how to get buy-in from managers, etc., and how to launch them and how to show people the purpose of them. I could just do a video, couldn't I? So the idea of a webinar, presumably, is that people will not only just ask me questions, but people will bring their own experiences to the online conference. So I guess that's a good thing, isn't it? As always, you wonder if there'll be any curveballs. I'm wondering if someone will say, yes, but Wedge, isn't this, and then, you know, insert X thing that I don't know about. Perhaps I don't know their CMS, perhaps I don't know their intranet content management system. So, you know, what do you say to the curveballs? Hopefully, there'll be some related experience that I can discuss, or maybe there'll be someone else in the conference who can say, oh, we've had that concern and we addressed it in such a way. So I guess those are my hopes and fears. So yeah, what will I talk about then? So I'm going to be covering the idea of this word social and how those of us who like it are really excited by it, and those of us who dislike the word social just run away from anything with that word. So do I bend the phrase to mean collaboration? Don't we all want to get stuff done on the intranet together? Yes. Isn't there room also for informal content on the intranet? While it's very easy to publish top-down decrees, what about gathering ideas? What about ensuring that everyone has the right to comment on an article, to leave a comment, to ask for clarification or to offer clarification? Is that so dangerous? Oh, but who's moderating it? What if they say something that's wrong? Well, the whole internet is full of stuff that can be wrong. And much of the intranet, well, let's face it, we have to maintain the quality of our content. And comments can help us do that. Otherwise, there are areas of the intranet that are old and say wrong things. And that's formal content. As always, we're not just talking about launching social collaborative tools on the intranet because that's what people like. It's because businesses can be run faster and more business can be done better if we get more people involved. So it really is about collaboration, isn't it? So I can talk about these things, I really can. I guess my fear is, what do you do when you're on screen? Because right now I'm waving my hands, but you can't see that. What do you do when you're on screen? What's going on behind me? Is it really just a talking heads thing? And, you know, how engaging is that? So, if you have any thoughts, drop me a tweet. Some of you have already told me that I've got to, reduce the word count and tell stories. So, that's all well and good. I don't have a lot of stories to tell. I've got some horror stories. But considering the adaptive and the flexible intranets, the modern intranets that we're excited about these days, Yeah, I don't have too many stories about them, so still learning, still willing to hear your stories, but hit me up if you have any ideas. All the best, cheers and thanks.